This is the greatest hour to follow Jesus.
I'm going to bring you the word that God gave me tonight. I feel like preaching. Can you say amen? Can I preach it the way I normally preach it? Young people, listen to me just for one moment. If you don't listen to anything else I'm about to preach, listen to this. I love to worship God. I love to dance and to shout. I love it. But you see, sometimes things happen in life that you won't feel like shouting and you won't feel like jumping and you won't feel like singing. And it's in those moments that you gotta have the word in you. His word is a sure foundation. The Bible says, listen to this, that he put his word above his name. Now more than ever, read the word. Get that word in you. Even when you don't fully understand it, I've learned that I just got to get the word in. The Holy Spirit does the rest. There are times I get the word in, I'm like, what did I just read? But there's a moment I might be preaching, I might be in a time of trial, and suddenly the Holy Spirit begins to bring that word out of me, and I start to speak the word. So tonight I want to preach the word of God. And then the power of God is going to fall in this place. Those of you that are watching online, there are no walls to the Holy Spirit. Wherever you are, the same anointing is in that home. It's in that room right now. All you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord. I want you to turn in your Bibles, please, to a scripture that God has been speaking in my life over the last number of days. It's fresh. And I pray tonight that God will feed you with this word as much as he has fed me. Psalms chapter 27. A famous psalm. You know, I'm an evangelist. I love to preach the gospel. I love to preach the ABCs. But I'm also a pastor's son. I grew up in church. And I love to preach to God's people. I pray that you're hungry for the word tonight. Amen? Psalms 27 says this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army, verse 3, though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing of high desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his holy temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Give God praise for his word. I want to pick up on verse 1. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. Jesus spoke of a time in Matthew 24 when he said that there would be wars and rumors of wars. Jesus prophesied to a generation that nation would rise against nation. Literally translated, that means race will rise against race. That's what we're seeing in America. That's Antichrist spirit trying to stir up. That's why the church needs us to rise up like never before and show that we are one. We are in unity. We are of one accord, pursuing after the Lamb of God. Jesus said, be watchful. Be alert. In other words, do not allow the things of this world to dampen your awareness of his coming. Jesus is awakening a generation that there's a darkness about to come upon the nations of the world. Jesus speaks of a woman in labor. The contractions are a sign. The Bible says it's the sign of the times. I'm not a prophet of doom, but one thing I can tell you this, and I got to be careful right now because you ladies are going to like go, what's he talking about? He knows nothing of what he's speaking. But one thing I know about contractions is this. The nearer the birth, the more frequent the contractions begin to take place. And you see, church, we've not been called to blindness and be paralyzed by fear. No, we've been called to understand the hour in which we live, to take our rightful place. Do not fear. Jesus says, do not be troubled. But more is coming. I said more contractions are coming. If you're not prepared. See, Jesus said, do not be troubled. He said, when you see these signs, look up. He said, look up, for your redemption draws near. He said, change your posture. If all that you're doing in this hour is looking at Fox News or whatever you look at for your news, then you're in the wrong posture. Jesus said, when you see it, begin to fix your gaze, fix your eyes upon the Lamb that was slain. Paul wrote, do this, understanding the present time, understanding the hour in which you live. The hour has come for you to wake from your slumber. I wasn't even going to preach this bit, but I might as well. Be careful. Be careful. All these people with all different prophecies of this is the end times. Be careful. See, when they ask Jesus, what will be the moment of your return? Jesus gives them a few headlines, but then he says, take heed. He said, stop looking at all that you want to hear. Take heed. In other words, make sure your heart is right. Make sure you're ready. Make sure you are fixed on me. See, there will be famine and pestilence. But guess what, church? My God is not on lockdown. I'm going to say it again. My God is not on lockdown. My God is not self-isolating. The Holy Spirit has not got a muzzle around his face. He's speaking louder than ever. My God is not isolated. He's at the peak of his power. He's never wavered. He's never faltered. He is for the everlasting from everlasting. See, David writes something that is a generation we got to grasp. And if you can get this tonight by the Spirit of God, I promise you, your situations begin to change overnight. See, David writes, the Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light. See, God said in the book of Acts chapter 15 that God would restore the tabernacle of David. In other words, that through the blood of Jesus Christ, something was about to be restored. You see, the tabernacle of David, he didn't say the tabernacle of Moses. He didn't say the tabernacle of Solomon. He said the tabernacle of David. You see, in every other tabernacle, there was a veil. But in the tabernacle of David, that's why Jesus said, the hour has come and is now that my people shall worship me in spirit and in truth. You see, the tabernacle of David, everyone could see the Shekinah glory. Everyone could see the glory of God. And that's why there's a generation rising right now that worshiping him in spirit and in truth. They are declaring, the Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. See, my friend, you can't worship God without the Holy Ghost. I said, you can't worship God without the Holy Spirit. Paul said in Philippians 3:3, worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. I don't care how talented you are. I don't care how many lights you've got. Without the Holy Ghost, you don't know what it is to step into that glory, to step into his light and worship in spirit and in truth. The Lord is my light. See, my friend, there is no greater opposite in the Word of God than light and darkness. Because the definition of darkness is the absence of light. The very definition of darkness is when there is no light. Darkness can only reign where there is no light. When David said, you are my light, he was proclaiming, you are my vision, you are my source, you're my glory, you're the lifter of my head, you're the establisher of my peace, you're my strength, you're my fortress, you're my defense, you're my enlightenment, you're my passion, you're my covering, you're my savior. I wish there was somebody tonight that could declare with me, the Lord is my light. The absence of light. You see, wherever there's darkness in your life, that means the light of God's glory is not allowed to enter. See, wherever the areas of darkness are, see, that's why the Bible says about the world. In Psalms 82, it says that they do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. See, that's what it means. When you don't have the presence of God in your life, when you are stumbling through life like a blind man in the darkness of this world. I don't listen to what the politicians are telling me. I may observe it, but I don't let it get in my spirit. Because I'm not walking around in this world in their darkness, stumbling around. The Lord is my light. I said, the Lord is my light. And the Bible says that he orders my steps. Oh, who am I preaching to right now? You got to break fear from your life. Because fear is a spirit. I see Christians online. It's the end of the world. So what? The Lord is my light. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? See, when the glory begins to shine in your life, everything changes. I'm not talking about dead religion. I'm talking about when you begin to walk by the Spirit. When you say, Holy Spirit, be my light, be my guide. The Lord is my light. Oh, how a generation need to rise up and begin to declare, the Lord is my light. Jesus said in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness. Shall not walk in depression. Shall not walk with a suicidal spirit. Shall not walk in drug addiction. He said, he who follows me shall walk in the light. Am I supposed to social distance? I'm not sure. I gotta stay up here. preach the fullness of this gospel. See, my friend, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty, or I'm just telling you that there is a hope, there is a freedom, that Christ can break the chains. He can set you free tonight. He can break that off your life. The Lord is my light. Jesus said, walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. You see, in darkness, my friend, there's no vision. There's no vision. That's why Jesus said the eye of the body is the lamp. If the eye is full of light, then your whole body will be full of light. I hope you can take this tonight. If your eye is full of pornography, then get ready. Perversion has just entered your life. Your eye is the gateway to your soul. What you watch, what you listen to. Jesus said, watch your eyes. Make sure that your eyes are set on the light. Because if you fix your eyes on him, the enemy has no hold over you. I said the enemy has no hold over you. When you begin to declare the Lord is my light, what you're saying is my eyes are fixed on the Lamb of God. And when the enemy knows your eyes are fixed, he has to flee from you. I said the devil has to flee from you. Is this too strong tonight? See, my Bible tells me in Romans 13, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. In another scripture, Jesus said, be dressed, be ready, and have your lamps burning. My friend, are your lamps burning? Is your heart ablaze? Are you ready? Can you declare with everything within you tonight, the Lord is my light? See, if you want to see the glory of God in your life, there's no plan B. Oh, you better. I could keep you here all night about my plan B's. And how God had to strip me down until I couldn't even think of a plan B. And I just said, God, please help me. You are my light. Show me the way. I need a miracle. But when God got me to that place, his light, his glory started to shine in me. And I started to see the supernatural power of God. See, the Bible says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? You see, Jesus said that lawlessness would abound. If you study that, it means the opportunity for iniquity. I don't have time to teach this because this is not the sermon. But there's a difference between sin and iniquity. And iniquity is a transgression. It's generational. See, that's why a father or a mother, a parent, they can sow iniquity. And they were an alcoholic. And they wonder why their children are alcoholics. And that is iniquity. That's why God, through the blood of Jesus Christ, he broke iniquity. That's why when you say, wash me in your blood, it's not just your sin. It's the sin of generations. It's broken from your life. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. God is saying, separate yourselves. See, God is searching right now. I feel this in my spirit. Even in this building, God is looking for those that are fully sold out. They're ready. Because what you see happening in the nations, always remember this. God always has men and women. He always has a man or a woman that yield to him, that he can raise up in an hour where it seems like there's no hope. And can I tell you, in America, around the world, a generation is arising crying, the Lord is my light. See, the Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning, and all things that were made through Him. It says in verse 4, in Him was the life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Can I go a bit deeper tonight? See, in the beginning was the Word. See, I started to study in the book of Genesis, because this word on He is my light, it just started to penetrate me. In every area of my life, I want to be able to declare the Lord is my light. God took me to Genesis, and it says in the beginning, Genesis 1:1, it says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And creation's response was, there was light, because His word will not return to Him void without first accomplishing that which He pleases. But then He goes on to say, then God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from darkness. And then you read on, and it says, and He saw that it was good. And God saw the light, and saw that it was good. And He divided the light from the darkness. He called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Stay with me, I'm going somewhere. The evening and the morning were the... Verse 16 says, then God made two great lights. Then God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give the light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Oh, this side didn't get it. Okay. Neither did you. Okay. I just read to you in verse 1 that God said, let there be light, and there was light. And He divided the day from the night. He called it day and night. And that was the first day. But God didn't make the sun or the moon until the... You'll get it. You'll get it. That means for 3 days, His glory illuminated all of creation. His glory shone. There was no need for sun. There was no need for moon. God was saying, I am the light of the world. I am your source. I am your life. I am your creator. I am the light of the world. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. That light shining right now, that glory shining right now. If that's not enough for you Bible theologians, for you Jesus school students, you want to go a little bit deeper? If you don't believe me, go to Revelation 21:23. The Bible says that Jesus shall return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And it says we will ride with Him. He'll ride a white horse. I don't know whether I'll be riding anything. I've never ridden anything in my life. But I'm going to hang on for dear life. I'm going to be like, Jesus, I'm coming. But Revelation 21:23 says this. Whew, this is good. It says the city, the New Jerusalem, the one that we will reign with Him. It says the New Jerusalem has no need of the sun or the moon. For the glory of God will illuminate it. The Lamb is its light. Oh, you ought to give God a mighty shout of praise. The Lamb of God, He's still the light of the world. He's still your light. He shines in your darkness right now. There's a light shining in your life right now. There's a light shining in this auditorium right now. The same glory that lit up creation. God said, well, I might as well make an earthly light, but the real light, your real source, you got to see through the eyes of faith. And through the eyes of faith, I will take you from darkness into light. Now you will say, the Lord is truly my light and my salvation. See, that's why when God said, let there be light, something manifested out of darkness. Psalms 119, 130 says, the entrance of your words give light. The entrance of your word gives light. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. The entrance of his word. You got to let the word enter your life. You must let the word take root in you. Because that word, when it enters, the Bible says it giveth light. See, I meet thousands of people all over the world, and they come, they want to prophesy over me, lay hands on me, and they don't know a scripture in the entire word. Young people, when you have the word, you'll recognize when the enemy's trying to deceive you. When the world is trying to cause you to step into darkness, because his word giveth light. See, that's why we need the Holy Ghost. We need the presence of God. This is why I love this ministry. Because when you get into the glory, when you get into the presence of God, God will give you revelation. We need revelation in this hour. We don't need a three-point sermon. We don't need the next big song. And we need the revelation of his glory. We need a revelation that the Lord is my light. The entrance of your word. That's why Ephesians says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. That's called enlightenment. It's the revelation of his glory. Have you ever noticed that you can read a word 100 times, but suddenly one day, it's like the light shines on it. The light shines and suddenly you see it in a whole different way. That's the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. I'm calling to you in this hour when the world is in darkness. We need to step into his glory, into his light, and let the revelation of his glory be made manifest in us. Paul called it the hidden wisdom. He said, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. See, young people, when I got saved, I didn't go to Bible college. I didn't have time. It just wasn't what God had for me. Some of you are going to this school. I tell you, if I would have been at Jesus school, you better get ready. I'd have been a Holy Ghost ninja. But you see, I didn't have a Bible teacher. I just had to get in the presence of God. I had to let the glory of God begin to permeate me. That light began to shine on his word. And suddenly that revelation began to flow. And I realized that God is my healer more than the air that I could breathe. I know that God is a fire because his fire fell on me. It was more real to me than the air that I was breathing. That our eyes of understanding would be enlightened. That you don't go to Facebook for your revelation. See, those kind of people, they're not moved in this hour. You get around men and women that know what it is to go before God, to get on their face and begin to cry out to God. When you get around those people, they ain't moved. Paul said, none of these things move me. The light of His glory is shining, and everything else fades into insignificance. See, I'm not preaching to anyone this night. I'm not preaching to anyone that knows what it is. That it feels like there's darkness all around, there's nothing in your hand, but God gives you a word. You lose your job, there's nothing in your bank account, but somehow you're still fed, you still got money. I'm not preaching to anybody that knows what it is, that all around you feels like darkness, and yet God gives a word, and when that word comes, light begins to shine, and out of nothing, you see, God can shed His light on the jawbone of a mule and defeat an army. He can shine His light on 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He can shine a light on a man named David and take him from a shepherd boy and make him the king of all of Israel. The Lord is my light. When you get in the glory, you won't need as much of those counseling meetings than you think you do. When you get in the glory, you won't go to a man for inner healing. When that glory starts to fall on you, you will be changed from glory to glory. And you say, well, I need inner healing. Did I not just read to you that where darkness abides, when light begins to shine, darkness cannot even exist, because its very definition is when light is... See, that's why Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He was telling the devil, devil, it's over. It is finished. Your very existence has ended when I stepped. The Lord is my light. See, God spent years in every generation trying to teach them how to step into the light. Am I preaching too long? You sure? Michael, am I preaching too long? Okay. He said another 3 hours at least, so... Feel the glory right now. See, God begins to define the generation of Moses, and He begins to teach them about the tabernacle and how to step into the presence of God. He teaches them about 3 stages of light. You see, in the outer court, it was the natural light. It was the earthly light. But you see, the inner court was a place of sonship and covenant. When you entered into the inner court, you stepped into covenant with God. And now the outer light, the natural light, the light that shines even in the world, the natural wisdom, the natural perspective, now you step into a different light. And in that light, it was the candlesticks and the showbread. The showbread represents the Word. The candlestick represents the Holy Spirit. That's why the Bible speaks about in Revelation the 7 spirits of God, which I'm not going to go into. There's no way we'll be here all night. But you see, in that realm of light, it demanded that you not only came into covenant, but you kept the fire burning. You had to prepare the bread. You had to trim the wick. And God said, never let the fire go out. That's why the Spirit of God came to the church in Revelation, and He said, if you will not repent, I will remove the candlestick from your midst. I will remove my presence from your midst. Your illumination, your revelation. That's why in a ministry, when a ministry falls into sin. You may see that ministry and they look like they're doing the same thing, but there's no glory on it. It may look like the sign, but you'll find there's no holiness on it. The presence is gone. The candlestick has been removed. It demanded something of you. And you see, there's a realm of God's presence that unless you eat of the bread, unless you cause the fire to burn, your light will go out. That's why there are people in a church service. One of them goes out the same way they came in. But one, they'll get a word, and that word will illuminate their whole life. They come up, they become radical. They get filled with the fire of God. I've been in meetings. I remember being in upstate New York. There were 5,000 people in that service. And I was talking just like I'm talking to you now. And suddenly, the candlestick was burning. The word was being preached. But suddenly, the power of God broke in there. For 2 hours, people were screaming. The whole stage just went out under the power. I felt literal wind blowing on the stage. It began to blow me back to the back wall. Pastor John Kilpatrick, who led the Brownsville Revival, me and him are now pinned to the back wall. And I saw that there was another level of God's presence. You see, the tabernacle of Moses was the outer court, the inner court, but there was a place called the Shekinah glory. There was a place that it was nothing about you. No flesh could stand in this light. It was all about him. And you see, my friend, I don't want to live in the outer court when Jesus tore the veil and he said, now step into my glory. I don't want to live in the light of this world when there's a realm of God's glory. I remember one night I was in Africa. People as far as my eye could see. And I'm preaching and I'm calling out. And suddenly the whole power fell out in the stadium. No power. No lights, no sound. I put the mic down and I'm going, Jesus! The distance between me and the front row, I think one person could just about hear me. And it was like the Holy Spirit said, shh, you've done enough. Let me take over. So I kept this back mouth shut and I stood there in what felt like darkness. But suddenly, out of the crowd with no musicians, no worship leaders, nothing, I heard demons begin to, ah! Demons began to scream. Then people began to cheer. Then cries of worship began to come out. Thousands of people. I was in the darkness. I couldn't even see what happened. But I'm telling you, the screams were piercing me. Some of them were shrieks. And when the power came on, it was holy pandemonium. There were holes in the crowd where people had gone down under the power. There were people lifting crutches in the air. There were demonic people trying to run from the crusade. Demons trying to get out of the meeting. And I realized that when the glory comes, God can do in 1 second what it would take a life. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. See, God is ushering Jesus' image into this glory like never before. It's a place, you know, when the glory of God shows up. Is this okay? Are you getting something out of this? When the glory shows up, He will make an amateur out of you. I don't care whether you think you've preached and whether you think you're this or that. When the glory comes, you will be an amateur in a second. Because in His glory, everything changes. See, my friend, I'm trying to tell you that there's another level of light for you. There's another realm that God's trying to take you in. You see, when you started walking with Jesus, you came from the natural light. And then you were walking and you were pursuing the Holy Spirit and you were reading the Word. And if you stay there long enough, if you can dwell in that illumination of God's Word, He's about to take you into the Holy of Holies, into a realm of God's glory. Where David suffered rejection. David was ostracized. David knew what it was to be alone in a place and be forgotten. And yet, when God's glory began to reign in his life, he not only defeated the enemy, but he stood and took his rightful place. And I'm trying to preach to somebody right now, if you will declare it, the Lord is my light. I gotta finish. But you see, he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Notice that singular. When you start pursuing the glory, get ready, people don't like you. Some of you don't like me. I remember I was in a meeting one time, and somebody came up to me and said, I just need to tell you something. I said, yes, what is it? She said, well, we just wanted to come, and her partner was with her. And she said, you know, when we saw you, we just didn't like you. In fact, we just spent the whole service just kind of disgusted. I said, why? Well, you're just sweating and you're shouting and... If I would have told them my testimony, they don't know where I'd been. He was being forgiven much, loves much. See, I was a young man bound with drugs, bound with addiction. I was a pastor's kid running from God. There were nights that I'd come out of clubs at 6 a.m. so full of ecstasy and cocaine that I would pass out. One night I had an allergic reaction, nearly died in the street. I cried out to Jesus. I couldn't even open my mouth. I was dying right there all by myself. And I called out to the Lord, and yet I still ran from Him. I still ran from Him. And yet when I encountered Him, that fire fell on me. I wasn't even in a church. I wasn't even singing songs. I was in the room all by myself. And the fire of God came in that room. He put me on the floor for 3 hours. I felt a fire in here. I know what Jeremiah said when he said, your word is like a fire. Shut up in my bones. I shook for 3 hours. Fire all over me. I was pouring like I was in an oven. I was like, it's like I just got out of a swimming pool. You can't tell me that the fire of God's not real. But God had just shined a light on me. And God said, if you do what I tell you to do, but today I bring you out from under your father's covering. It was like, choose this day. And I yielded to the Holy Ghost. And I told that couple, they said, but evangelist, in the middle of the meeting, I was just being disgusted with you. And suddenly the power of God hit me in my seat. I felt a jolt go through me. She said, I slid out of my chair, and I've been under the glory the whole service. I said, my friend, listen to me. I'm not offended, because it wasn't you. You didn't dislike me. You just disliked the anointing. But that anointing got on you, and now you love whom I love. He's the light of the world. I said, tonight the Lord is my light. Is there anybody in here that can give God a radical praise? I gotta finish. He said, whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Singular. You see, the more he gets closer to God's glory, now it's enemies and foes. I get worried when we got a generation that, yeah, we wear skinny jeans and we're all contemporary. I was on a major television network recently. Major network. And before I went on, they said, look, evangelist, we brought you on. You know, we're really believing for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, but we just need to tell you that we are contemporary spirit. I said, what? Teach me. What is contemporary spirit? They said, well, it's just the language. You know, we don't say anointing. We don't say this. We don't say that. I said, listen, guys, listen, just give me a minute. I'm just going to go out there and do what I do. Is that okay? They said, well, just keep in mind that there's a generation that don't understand. I said, listen, they will understand. They will understand. It's not my words. It's the light. It's the light of His glory. It's the light of His glory that sets you ablaze. It's the light of His presence that changes you. You see, He goes from whom shall I be afraid to enemies and foes. In other words, the resistance gets greater. He says, though an army may encamp around me. Now He goes from enemies and foes. You see, an enemy can be secret. But a foe, you will always know. Oh, you didn't get that. I said, an enemy can be secret. See, sometimes there's an enemy coming against your life. You can't see it, but you know something's happening. But a foe, you cannot have a foe without knowing who it is. That's why sometimes it's the closest people to you that will begin to resist when you start pressing in for more. Sometimes when you're in a landmark moment, when you're about to step into a new realm of glory, it's people that were once with you that will now turn against you. But David, he says, though an army encamp against me, though war may rise against me, of this will I be confident. See, my friend, in this hour, when the world is trembling, when they're telling us, well, there might be a vaccine, there may not be a vaccine, the world will never be the same again. Can I tell you, of this will I be confident? Hebrews 10:35 says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which is a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. See, when you're in the presence of God, there's a confidence that comes. There's a confidence that enters your spirit. When you get around great men and women of God, there's a confidence in them. There's something that it's like steel. And all it feels like all hell's let loose, but they remain confident. He said, of this, I shall be confident. One thing have I desired, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, that all hell may be let loose, I will seek His face. Though the world may say there's no hope, I will seek His face. See, the Lord told me to tell you something. And I do this in the fear of the Lord. Glory doesn't come without trouble. Can He trust you with trouble? David says, whether it's enemies or foes, whether it's an army, whether there's a war raging against me, I will not fear. I will pursue. I will not be paralyzed. I will pursue. I will seek His face. You see, there's a level of God's glory that He wants to give you. But I promise you, it comes with trouble. You think the devil will not try to resist you, to buffet you, to discourage you? See, if I said tonight, line up, we're going to lay for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to lay my hand on you and the fire of God's going to go through you. Everyone's like, yeah. But what if I said that anointing comes with trouble? What if I told you that there are times in God's presence, even now, when you're worshiping and the glory's here, you got to take that glory. You got to absorb His presence, because there's coming a time where you will have to decide, this I will seek. David didn't say, if trouble. He said, in the time of trouble. Keyboard player, just begin to play. In the time of trouble. You know, when I got saved, we used to be in prayer meetings. They used to be all night. We had people started joining the meetings. I mean, there'd be devils manifesting. I mean, it was crazy. The glory of God. Just incredible. Power of God's about to fall in this place. I feel it right now. But you see, some of those people today are not even in the kingdom. They were going to be nation shakers. But now, they're not even in the kingdom. Because in the time of trouble, they stayed in the outer court. But David said, one thing have I desired, that will I seek. How sad it would be that if I could stand here and tell you, I've seen the blind see and the deaf hear. I've watched the lame walk. I've seen miracles that blow your mind, legs growing out. I've seen crazy things. I've watched multitudes run to Christ. But what would be that testimony that in the time of trouble, my testimony was that I fell. I walked out of the Shekinah glory into that carnal realm. See, tonight, the Spirit of God is calling you. I'm preaching to people right now that there's darkness in your life. There's an issue in your life. And it's eating you up from the inside out. There's a bondage in your life. There's an addiction in your life. And it's eating you up inside. But you see, tonight, the entrance of His word giveth light. If you let Him in, if you let the Lamb of God come and shine His light in that area of your life, I promise you, darkness has to flee. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. My friend, even right now, like in creation, and like the day when we reign with Him, His light is shining right now. If you open up your heart, that glory will begin to fall upon you. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, that glory will begin to fall in your life. All you have to do is step out of the outer court. Say, Lord, I give you my life. That's why He shed His blood. That's why He cried, it is finished. Because now His light was shining in your life. I feel God's glory so strong right now. David said, the Lord is my light. He said, in the time of trouble, He will hide me. His glory shall be my canopy. See, when God hides you, no devil can ever find you. That's why the Bible says that your life is hidden in Christ. When the devil comes searching for you, all he'll find is the light. Young lady, come here. Just stand up. Just stand up. Close your eyes and lift your hands. Lord, I release your anointing right now. Never the same again. Never the same again. There it is, there it is, there it is. When I was preaching, the Lord spoke to me and said, I'm breaking a spirit of suicide. I don't know whether I've ever said that in a meeting, but I'm telling you, I'm not playing games tonight. Listen, you're in a safe place. I'm going to respect, I can't come near you, but you don't need me to come and lay hands on you. The light's shining right now. I feel fire all over me. How many feel the glory of God right now? So why are you just sitting there? Lift your hands right now and pray in the Holy Ghost. But listen, if you have had thoughts of suicide, if you felt that spirit, that suicidal thing come on you, if you would be bold tonight, if you would say, the one thing that I desire, that will I seek. I want you to seek His face right now. And if you want to be set free, I want you to stand to your feet quickly. If you felt suicide in your life, you felt like you wanted to end your life, something in your life is telling you it's all over, I want you to stand right now. Lift your hands. Close your eyes. Lift your hands. Here it is. I break that right now in the name of Jesus. I declare the light of God's glory to fall on you right now. Loose and let her go. Loose and let her go. Now, from this night, you have no hold in her life. I command the light to shine. Darkness has to flee right now. There it is. Let that go through you. There it is, there it is. Now. Begin to play. Worship team, come right now. Lift up your voice all over this place. Lift up your voice all over this place. The Lord is my light. Right now, if you're watching all over the world, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, those of you in this room right now, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's time to step out of the dark and step into the light of Jesus Christ. It's time to step into that which He paid for, that you might be called the righteousness of God. Right now, all over this room, if there's sin in your life, bondage, addiction, whatever it is, some of you, your heart's pounding right now. That's the glory of God in this place. Whoever you are right now, if you say, tonight, I want to make Jesus my Lord and Savior, I want you to stand to your feet quickly all over this building right now. If you want to give your life to Christ, whoever you are, wherever you are, stand to your feet right now quickly. If you don't know where you spend eternity, stand to your feet right now. Quickly, right now, stand to your feet. You got a few seconds. Those of you that are watching online, Jesus died on a cross. 2,000 years ago, He shed His blood. He became the sacrifice for you and me. He took your place. He bore your punishment. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. Jesus bore our sin. He conquered hell, death, and the grave. And tonight, He is the Lamb of God. He is the light of the world. And if you will open up your heart, that light will begin to shine. His light will begin to transform you. His word, the entrance of His word bringeth light. Wherever you are right now, say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. I repent tonight. I'm sorry, Lord. I give you all that I am. Let your light shine in me. Let your glory rest on me. Let your blood wash me. Tonight I declare, I am a child of God. I am washed in your blood. Holy Spirit, fill me. Let your fire fall on me. In Jesus' mighty name.
To get daily teaching from Michael and to follow our event schedule around the world, please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to subscribe to the Jesus Image TV YouTube channel as well. By partnering with Jesus Image, you will help us take the saving and healing power of Jesus to the world. Your giving changes lives forever. For more information, please visit us online at jesusimage.tv or write us at Jesus Image, P.O. Box 950-640, Lake Mary, Florida 32795. Thank you for your prayers and financial support. Jesus is the answer for every life, everywhere.